We're tuned in to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. Be prepared for thrills, spills, chills, and more. The next hour will unfold before your very ears. Be prepared or don't. With that being said, my name is Andy Ortman, your host here for The Eternal Now. We're just listening to some excerpts from the new Weasel Walter CD Curses, a 99-track CD designed to be played in shuffle mode or straight through. It's your decision. Sort of like a choose-your-own-adventure album. Anyway, sort of more electronic, electroacoustic material from Weasel Walter. We're going to keep things moving. This is Scratch Acid. We are back from a very chill, mellow set of music we just heard there. Brett Naki from A New Cassette. Executable Dream Time is the name of that. The name of the track itself was Mouth to Mouth on the Umar Rex label. In front of that, Phase 4 soundtrack. Weird movie from, I think, 76, 77. About ants with alien intelligence. It's a weird, obscure movie. Wonderful soundtrack that just got released. Maybe not just, but I just found out about it, so. There you have it. In front of that, we heard Nocturnal Emissions, an excerpt from the album Cathedral. In front of that, Palehead, the industrial-esque sounds of collaboration, Ian MacKay from Minor Threat and Al Jorgensen from Ministry. Palehead there with Man Should Surrender from 1988. Just in front of that, Nuclear Death, also from 1988. The Color of Blood was the name of that track from the Vultures Feeding EP. And we started that set off with Scratch Acid from the EP Berserker. That was a track called Morons, Moron. Also from 1988. What a great year that was. We're going to keep things moving right along. This is a new LP from Matt Carlson, The View from Nowhere. You're listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org.
Are you interested in ideas of time or synchronicity? No. Do you feel that the attributes of a given object or system must necessarily dictate the terms of its interpretation? No. Would you agree with the statement that any amount of content in any given system of meaning? Yes. Do you believe that any given object that consists of constructed words is essentially a normal framework for interpreting reality in a fundamental fallacious one? Yes. Have you clearly delineated to yourself in your mind the conceptual apparatus that separates hermeneutic content from what you could call the noise in a given system? No. Have you found yourself applying ontological frameworks to systems of meaning that you might say ignore their own preconditions and values? No. Are you engaged in the current debate surrounding the problem of morality by a couple of deontological principles of ethical truth? With no. Do you subscribe to the principle that each individual syntactical unit of a given speech act must necessarily obviate its own essentially arbitrary nature in order to successfully denote meaning or value of a metaphysical nature? Yes. Have you found yourself tempted to articulate a new conception of subject-object relations that attempts to de-reify the categorical constructs that have hitherto constrained the discourse in this area? No. Has this conversation up until this point succeeded in demonstrably laying out a framework for enacting principles of discourse which allow for a certain subjective freedom of motion to forbearing and seemingly opposed yet not necessarily mutually exclusive objects of attention or ideological positions? Yes. Would you disagree with the argument that a given conception of epistemic certainty is by definition adopted by the community subscribing to its corresponding language game as an essentially accurate representation of reality? Yes. But do you not then leave yourself vulnerable to the criticism that your position purposely obscures the terms upon which it defines its axioms? No. Is a conception that not merely is based upon which one might thrust oneself into a position where any of the terms assumes the authority of qualitative objective speech act? No. Do you feel that you found a way of squaring the circle, so to speak, insofar as I refer to the essentially incompatible and arguably even incomprehensible nature of the fact of our own consciousness on the one hand and on the other hand? Yes. But are you going to make any question of how to avoid an open progress? Not necessarily. Do you consider yourself someone who can successfully avoid equivocating between opposing lexicographical orders, even when doing so both advances your argument and not easily slip off the radar of your interlocutor? No. I think we'd agree that you're heretofore constructed in a rather mostly consistent and economical conceptual framework for understanding.
see no heart to deal with. And if I would show them a little, Jupiter it will greet his end. Corium in tutum bitter et athen, converso in.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Wow. Okay. We are in the control center here at the Eternal Now. Live in a room full of electronics, bringing you the obscurity the other guys aren't. We just heard there from Hog. New EP, that was a track called My House Is Nice. From Chicago, a new label, Scrapes. In front of that, a couple tracks from Pain Teens, Texas duo of yesteryear. That was from a cassette from Narcolepsy, two tracks, Sonic Rorschach and Facial Reconstruction. In front of that, Sleep Chamber from the record from 1988, Satanic Sanction. There we go, 88 again. Prescription was the name of that track. In front of that, Asmus Teachins from the album Foreman Letzer House Music on United Dairies label from 1984. In front of that, MNML, the letters MNML, with a track called Hips. It was from a compilation, Surge Modular Users 2009. So I guess only Surge synthesizers on that their compilation from Recipient label in the San Francisco area. And we did start that set off a while back with Matt Carlson from a new LP. A View from Nowhere. Or The View from Nowhere. Sorry. And the name of that track was An Enhanced Interrogation of Authenticity. Indeed it was. Indeed it was. So that brings us to the top of the hour. We're going to close out here. Thank you for joining me once again. I hope you spend some time with you again next week. It's like having tea or something. Without the tea. You've been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. Good night.